Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the... Pardon? The H&J Daily. I've not had a drink. I wouldn't mind. It's just the way I speak. The H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon show.
John
Daly would be perfect. Yes, get him in with those trousers. Well, we're live from Cheltenham once again. It was day two of the festival. And what did you like, Andy? What would you like to inflict on the listenership?
I thought Ollie Bell was very entertaining talking about his dad.
He was. Rupert Bell's boy and ITV presenter.
The wine tipster.
Neil Phillips popped in, a man who had an interest in one of the big feature races this afternoon as an owner.
Yeah. We had a bit of a chat, didn't we, about TalkSport?
Yeah, you were quite bitter about a number of things. That won't be a massive surprise. So is that it, you'd say?
That's it, I think.
Yes, so here we go. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, Paul. And there's been an incident that they're already calling the Ramon Blanc Blank.
Oh, the yes. Ramon Blanc Blank. Tell us more. You know, well, Andy's like, when Andy's on tour, he does like to tell you what we've got up to. So, what happened, Andy?
Goes back to Monday when we arrived. The first thing Rupert said to us, Lizzie's booked a table at Ramon Blanc's for Tuesday night. You're all invited.
Fantastic. Oh, lovely. Lovely nice. It be included,
very,
wasn't
very
it?
Nice.
Very nice of him to think of us.
And then yesterday afternoon, we got a text from our production coordinator, Izzy, uninviting us.
Yeah, that's
uninviting
right.
Us. I wasn't happy about
they
it.
They didn't have enough space.
Apparently, there was no longer any room for us at Ramon Blanc.
And, yeah,
it's marvellous, isn't it? I knew we'd been bumped for four younger people from breakfast.
Yeah.
I knew it. And anyway, we went out to eat more of that later, and then we arrived back at the hotel. And
Lizzie wanted to be surrounded by bright young
people. So
feasting with panthers, Oscar Wilde called it, I believe.
I think it's right.
Not necessarily in that context.
No, they all went up the other end of the table, and at one point, someone told Lizzie exactly the same joke I'd made, and she laughed so much more. I was thinking, oh, thanks. Oh, how they laughed.
Well, honestly,
Blanc Club.
It's the way you tell them, which is clearly badly.
Yeah. Ramon's Rascals, as they call themselves.
Oh, yeah. If you had to be there. If you weren't there, you just wouldn't have got that. That's why it wasn't funny when you said it.
It was bad.
Anyway, Andy, you got something to eat. You had a nice steak and chips. What are you complaining about?
No, not complaining. And during the meal, we decided we haven't given up on Prue Leith.
Well, actually, a little bit of background to this. Prue Leith is playing in Cheltenham this evening. Hmm. And she has a gig tonight, and hoped she'd come along and do a little bit of racing with us, which we thought would be fun. But unfortunately, we did get a call into Heather, her agent,
Hillary.
Hillary. We've got nothing back.
No,
we've got nothing back from Hillary. We don't know if Prue's coming or not. Our guess is when Hillary does get in touch, she'll say something like, Hillary's not really a horse racing person, gentlemen, but thanks for inviting. She's more Romford Dogs on a Thursday night. I've never known Prue happier than when she says to me, Hillary, I lumped on the three dog at the 11:14. Do you think?
I think my idea was good. We had the idea to leave a letter at the theatre she's playing, purporting to be from her agent, Hillary.
Yeah.
We've now decided it's quite hard, actually. Get a fast car to the races, do H&J, leave straight away, back to the theatre. There's a bag of sand in it for
Bosch.
Bosch.
Well, you said
Prue needs cashing up.
Yeah. Prue wants cashing. I don't think Hillary's.
No, I don't think she is.
If she does say that, she'll say Prue will want cashing up.
Anyway, it's worked very well.
Used 20s is just in a small jiffy bag. That's not the way Prue works. We're just surmising. But we still haven't heard. In this vacuum, we haven't heard from Hillary, have we?
No.
So until we do, we won't know.
It's working very well for our other clients. Ken Hames, we mentioned him yesterday, he's opening a couple of supermarkets. And Matthew Crucifix is doing summer season at Great Yarmouth.
Fantastic. So just that mention yesterday on this show has got work for some other. So we're giving work to Hillary's clients.
Yes.
So at least she can do is get back to us. Anyway.
Oh, all right, loads more. Well,
you've got time for one more. Then.
All right, one more.
After
the show, it was a bit of a disaster, actually. We're not in a box this year. You know, we've been spoiled over the years, let's be honest.
Oh, yeah.
And there was nowhere to go, but we ended up in an on-course restaurant. The usual post-race small talk. And I recorded this chat where the bloke went, "Are you a friend of Jimmy Douglas, man?"
Yeah.
And the bloke said, "No, I'm Jimmy Dunning." "Oh, I'm Tony Froggatt." And then he turned to me and said, "Who are you?" And I couldn't think of anybody's false name, which I wanted to think. And then you spoke to him. I'm surprised you didn't invite him back to the Queen's.
No, he was a really interesting bloke. He was
actually.
Yes, he used to breed. He bred a couple of winners of the race this afternoon years. He was
That's
a really
true.
Interesting fella.
And we'll find out more about the Will Gavin situation.
Well, what a band they were. Yeah.
Will Gavin, he slept in the wrong room. He was in the room and the man came in at 3 a.m. in the morning and demanding his room. Apparently what it was they'd given his room to somebody with the first name of Gavin.
Yeah.
So the bloke had gone up to the reception that they'd said to him, "What's your name?" And he went, "Gavin."
Yeah.
You think, well, no, give your last name.
Give your surname, you know. "Can I have your name, sir?"
Yeah.
"Steve." You don't do that, do you?
Not really. So
It was the great Gavin confusion. Anyway, I'm sure you're delighted to hear that. If you do see Hillary or Prue, just say, "Look, just give us a call." That's all we're asking. It's just a common courtesy to come back to us, even to knock us back, which is the likelihood.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Now, our next guest is always a joy to see him.
Oh, it is.
Not predominantly, because always nice to see him anyway, but he never arrives empty-handed.
No, that's true.
Whether it's food or drink. And it is Neil Phillips, the wine tipster. We've chatted to him before on our many visits to Cheltenham. Hello, Neil. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Paul. How are you, Andy?
Very good,
guys.
We're good.
Yes. We're giving a bit of background to kind of what you do and your story and how you've melded your two great loves together.
Well, I've always... I've worked in the drinks industry since 1986, but I've always loved horse racing, thanks to Sir Peter O'Sullivan's commentary, which was absolutely brilliant. That got me.
You can hear it all around the course. He was an amazing man, and he lives on this course. When you come into racing, you hear those old commentaries. They're so evocative, aren't they?
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, you grew up watching that, and obviously watching Rummy Whitten, the Grand National, for example. And I had shares in racehorses, you know, the big syndicates are great, and I wanted to sort of bring it all together, and eventually my wife came up with the idea of the wine tips of food, drink and racing.
Yeah.
And I got a lucky break here at the Jockey Club, and that was in 2014, and it's sort of grown from there, really.
It's great.
So
Well, it's great for us. Yeah. Honestly,
but
today,
bonus there, Andy.
you've exceeded yourself today.
I have, haven't I?
Yes, you've given us an array of little drinks. Glenfarclas Classic, a sponsor, one of the big races here, of course. You've brought a couple of their whiskies along. One is for show. It's their 21-year-old. It's quite rare.
Oh, I see. That one's been sealed up.
Yes, well, thanks. I mean, you don't get... Yeah. Not for the likes of us.
No, absolutely.
But you very kindly gave us a little dram of the 15.
It's very nice.
It's very nice, smooth, beautiful.
They're lovely. I mean, I think it's great because they're fifth generation, family business still. Mm. Grant family. John Grant was here today, part of the family, obviously. Mm. And they've sponsored the Glenfarclas Cross Country Trace for 15 years, so we thought it'd be nice to show the 15-year-old. And the 21-year-old, I'm sorry, Andy, we're not tasting that.
No, it's really disappointing, really.
We'll see.
they're Speyside, aren't they?
Highland side.
It is interesting, actually, because you brought along a couple of nice cocktails, too. But for me, I prefer the straight one. So.
Okay, hard-drinking, Harris types.
It's the flavour, the complexity and all that you get in
Very
that.
Nice. Yeah, I've noticed we walk past the Glenfarclas set up there and they do whiskey cocktails, don't they?
Yes, they do, and I think it's great, actually, Paul, because, you know, what you're doing is actually bringing in an audience. I've just been talking to folks, I've never tasted whiskey before.
Oh, wow.
But they're actually having a whiskey cocktail, this raspberry spritz, really nice and refreshing. And the great thing about them is they're easy to make. Because one of the other things you do, you know, not everybody's a mixologist and sort of at home going, hey, how do I do this? And I've got about 10 ingredients.
it's true.
It is, isn't it? I mean, it just... But that's when... Then they've done their old-fashioned as well, the other cocktail there. So that's a... Have you ever tasted the old-fashioned one?
Well, I have.
About to try that.
But I also should ask you, I mean, you're elegantly turned out, as you always are, and what do you make of this new, the sort of new dress code? Like, you can see the idea of it, but on the other hand, it's nice. I like getting dressed up for the races.
Well, you're looking great, Andy.
Thank you very much.
See, I got it hopelessly wrong. I thought everybody
would... to the gym.
It's very noticeable that people have still dressed in the way they would normally dress for Cheltenham.
Yeah.
So, you know, you go to a football match, you wear a replica shirt, say, people are coming here, they are sort of check jackets, aren't they? Shirts and ties and waistcoats. They've kind of stuck to the old dress code.
It is interesting because I do think it has been, I think it's a good thing for some courses, definitely.
Yeah.
But interestingly enough, when all this came out, Cheltenham never had a dress code, interestingly enough.
Really?
That was the whole thing. Yeah, and I completely, look, I suddenly think, I said, that's correct, isn't it? But we all forgot about that. And you always think, oh, each enclosure's got a different dress code. No, but everybody wants to get dressed up. And there's no doubt about it. And you're still having lots of chats about what people are wearing, which I think is great. People want to come and have a special day, don't they? I mean, it was magical yesterday. We've got a great day today. And it's already had some great racing. So what do you think, Andy? You like it, don't you?
I do like it. I mean, I love Cheltenham anyway. I mean, you're a good punter. You're a tipster. But I mean, are you good for yourself?
Well, I wasn't good yesterday because I decided not to tip any favourites. About five favourites. However, my nap of the day was the real whacker who won that last race.
Yes, we were on that.
That's good.
And his price drifted out. 8-1. I couldn't believe it. I mean, he's a great jumper. And I think if he'd been in a bigger yard, he'd been 4-1, but I thought it was a great story, and given a good patient ride there, didn't go too soon, so I'm pleased with that. When your nap comes in, you know, it's very, very good. But also it's interesting you talk about dress code, but obviously in terms of hospitality overall on the course, it's amazing how much it's changed over the years, because if you pop up and, you know, go to the retail side now, there's 75 bars on course, there's 22 restaurants, 3,000 people in hospitality. You know,
it was busy. The shops were busy too. You're also an owner, and you've got a horse, haven't you, running today?
So very, very exciting. I'm part of my racing manager's friend syndicate. So Ellie Morgan started that, and I met Ellie through hospitality, and Fun and Ball Civiller. So we have 5 shares per horse, and he ran in the Queen Mother last year. Mm-hmm. All that rain was coming down last year. We were 18-1 at the time. He does not like soft going. And he came in. He went out to 40-1 and came in second. We couldn't believe it. But he actually got through the top of the ground. It hadn't got into the ground. If it had been the following day, it had been really tacky. That's not his style. And he won last time out at Newbury, brilliantly in the game spirit. But that was quicker ground than we've got today. It's a deeper field than last year. However, we're here. He's a fantastic jumper. He's the fastest horse, actually, in Venetia Williams' yard, the trainer. 90 horses there. So... I'm sort of, now I'm talking about it, guys, the adrenaline is kicking in. Yeah.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Joining us now is ITV racing presenter and son of Rupert, our fine commentator, of course, Ollie Bell. Hi, Ollie.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you. Your dad was saying there that you've been doing a little bit of speaking around Cheltenham today, telling a few stories about the old man.
Do you know, I'm not to blame for telling those stories, because I don't know whether you're aware of the story or whether you want me to repeat it. But
I think, yes, a great story. It was touched on in breakfast yesterday. Ed Chamberlain, your colleague, touched on it. But coming from, if you like, from the family, I think it'll have more impact.
Well, basically, Dad was covering a show jumping event in a European country, and he checked into his hotel late at night, and he went to his window and took a view of the city that he was at. But it was nighttime, and he didn't realise that the reflection from the window would show off the other side that, you know, not many people could see. Anyway, he had just got out of the shower, so the world was able to see Dad in his birthday suit. And obviously that's very entertaining for everyone, unless you're the son of Rupert Bell and it's left on Twitter. And I thought, it's fine. Me and my brother and sister, we thought, no one will ever hear about this. Don't worry. It was off Twitter in a flash. And then yesterday, Ed goes on the breakfast show and tells the world. So I've had loads of people at Cheltenham going, is that true about your old man? I'm going, unfortunately, it's very
he
true.
He says he was wearing pants.
No.
He swears.
No. I'll show you the photo after this.
think I'll pass.
They might have been invisible pants, to be honest.
No, you're all right, Ollie. Yeah. We'll take your word for it.
Trust me, you don't want to see it.
Because you were trying to contact him to say, Dad, take it off the Twitter. Yeah. But he turned his phone off.
I think he'd gone to sleep or something. Yeah. I don't know. But it was up there for a few hours. But, it was gravely embarrassing for all of us. Yeah. One of a number of embarrassing things Dad has done in his life.
So I've often been intrigued. I mean, how did you get into racing? Was it through Rupert? Was it through your dad?
Well, sort of, yeah. I mean, obviously, Dad's family are very involved in racing, with Michael being a trainer, and my dad and granny on Dad's side. Dad's mum and dad owned horses. Mm. I grew up with mum in Somerset. My brother and sister wouldn't really have much of an interest in racing. My mum wouldn't really have a huge interest in racing. But I always had the bug. I remember sitting on my granddad's lap commentating on the racing while he was having a bet. He was getting frightfully annoyed with me. But from then, and my mum tells the story that apparently when I was a kid, you know, aged 3 or 4, you'd go to kids' parties, everyone would get balloons made into sausage dogs or face paint put on, and I'd be sat there with a broadsheet racing paper picking winners in the 410 at Wolverhampton.
That's brilliant.
So, yeah, I've always had a huge love for it.
You've both done so well out of racing. And
it's been amazing.
But you must be very proud of him, because his commentaries are fantastic, I think.
Do you know what? I think that is exactly how I feel. I mean, Dad is sort of in a purple patch for his career. You know, he loves working with you guys. You've got a great rapport with him, and Dad, you know, he plays up to it, but he's so talented. And I think I've been very fortunate. Obviously, it helps. I think there's an element of nepotism, I'm sure, along the way, and hopefully I've proven over time that I've warranted a job in racing. But undoubtedly, I think a lot of what I'm able to do on air, it has come from learning off Dad and sort of just seeing through sort of osmosis how he does it, really.
So the love of racing, but not the love of Villa.
The worst thing is I'm a Yeovil fan and sort of half Arsenal. Certainly can say that now they're top of the league. I get loads of Brummies coming up to me in the social stable on ITV going, up the Villa. I'm going, nope, not me. Not me. Oh, no, Yeovil through and through.
How is life for Yeovil at the moment?
Terrible. Although we have got a new owner, Matt Oogler, and Paul Sackey used to play rugby.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
For England, they're involved. They took over from Scott Priestnell, which is very good for our football club, because it was going the wrong way. And hopefully these owners will send it back up to where we belong. We were in the Championship a few years ago. Funnily enough, I've just seen Byron Webster and Sam Foley, who were in that promotion-winning team when we beat Brentford at Wembley. So nice to catch up with them and see some Yeovil legends.
Our producer has just said in my ear, he is a Torquay fan, he said, they're coming down with us. He doesn't sound that so hopeful bitter on your behalf.
At least we'll have one game to look forward to, a local rivalry. Keep us entertained.
Now, you're here with ITV and you're doing the morning show, aren't you? The opening show.
So we do the opening show, which is great, and it's on actually for an extra 30 minutes. So we've got a 90-minute show every morning, which means we have to get up bright and early. And I love it, because the best part of Cheltenham for me outside of the racing is seeing the horses stretch their legs in the morning. You see the Mullins team, the Gordon Elliott team, the Henry de Bromhead team. And, you know, today was a really frosty morning. It made for these stunning pictures. Mm. We preview the races. We've got features with Michael O'Leary. Tomorrow we'll have a feature with Nicky Henderson and Shishkin. But, you know, there's as you guys know, and, you know, you send a big team down here to Cheltenham. You send it because it's one of the best sporting events there is in the year. So to be able to preview it, I feel very privileged to be in the position that I'm in. And hopefully we're able to do what is brilliant sport, none more so than yesterday. Hopefully we're able to do it justice.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
And one of the great traditions here at Cheltenham for the H&J production team, including ourselves, is to go to the Queen's Hotel.
Yes.
In the centre of town. It's a big...
A pilgrimage it is, isn't it?
It's a pilgrimage. It's a great race place where people meet. It's like being in Dublin, let's be honest.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And but this Spurs fan came up to us last night and he loved the show, didn't he?
Yes.
But you get these typical half-heard conversations.
Yes.
You were discussing Tottenham and he said to you, where do you sit? And you said, Winchmore Hill.
No, he didn't say that. He said, you're South Stand, aren't you?
Yeah.
But I thought, I couldn't hear him because there was music. Yeah. I thought he said Southgate. And I said, no, I don't live in Southgate. So I told him where I used to live. And he said, what are you talking about, mate? And he said, South, well, you know, half-snatched conversations and a lot of noise.
It's incredible, isn't it? And then we got back to the hotel, and there was an Everton fan sitting there with a Ben Godfrey shirt on. And John just couldn't get over the fact that he was wearing a Ben Godfrey shirt. Like, no one would want a Ben. I don't know, what did you have in for Ben Godfrey?
Southampton shirt.
No, it was Everton.
Oh, an Everton shirt. Sorry, yes, that's what I thought. Yes, yeah.
Unless he's been transferred in the window, we hadn't heard.
I'm mishearing you, and haven't even got the excuse of there being loud music in the background. So.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Well, there we are. That was this afternoon's show. Unfortunately, Neil's horse fell quite early on in the race, didn't it? Which was a great shame. After we got on it, of course, in support. But what are you going to do?
Oh, never mind.
What are you going to do?
Just
them's
a bit
the
of
brakes.
Fun.
Well, we'll do it all again tomorrow. I'll have more guests from Cheltenham. It'll be Ben Fletcher. Fletcher will be out and about in place of Charlie tomorrow. And, lots of stuff. More live racing. It should be a lot of fun. So I do hope you can join us. If not, the podcast will be available at around 4 o'clock.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.